The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. We learned several things. We learned that there's a lot of people who waited all day to come say hello to us.
That's right.
And we're easy to find. We're at 500 Crawford. The Finger Company's here right across the street from the left field sign.
I've become very famous, Fred.
You have?
Yes.
I've heard that.
Maybe you didn't get the memo.
I've heard that from someone. But also want to thank Kolache Shop, Rudy's Barbecue, and Pick Me Events, and especially Pick Me Events because Michael bailed us out of the internet problem.
Yeah.
Because he's a good dude. So if you need if you're having a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a party of any kind where you need pictures, Pick Me Events, man. That's a place to go. Also, if you come out here today, we're giving away a lot of stuff, and you need to come here before you go into the Fan Fest because they won't let you out after that. But if you're basically, we're on Crawford, just outside the Fan Fest.
Right.
So come on by. You can register to win, not for tonight, I want to make this clear, but a pair of Astros tickets courtesy of the Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Houston area Chevy dealers. And the wind may blow us away here before you get here. So this is but at least we've got internet, so we're good now.
That's all that matters, right?
We're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, I wanted you to do a little more in-depth breakdown, if you would, of the basketball game tonight. I know we're talking a lot about the Astros and tonight and the celebration and all that stuff, but there's a basketball game tonight in San Antonio.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't aware because it's baseball season, Fred. So
it's baseball season for one day, let's be honest.
For one day.
Because tomorrow night, it's not quite going to be as festive. Just going to say.
No. But, yeah, I mean, enjoy it while we can.
Yeah, man,
sure.
This is a – have fun with it, man. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because there'll never be another first championship. And I'm really excited to see everybody here, to see everybody in all the bars down here, to see everybody wandering around the streets. It's cool, man. It's just cool to see people this excited and celebrating one last time.
And I would love to pull up my notes, but again, now the internet stopped working on me.
What?
Yeah.
It's working fine on me?
Oh.
Well, I say that.
Yeah.
What'd you do to it?
I didn't do anything.
Everything was working fine on me on the other internet. Then you start complaining. Guess what happens?
I mean, I was just informing you that it stopped working.
No, you put a hex on it. Now you've done the same thing. Michael's internet was working great. And now.
Maybe it's because there's people taking pictures.
Maybe. Maybe we're trying to share too much.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. Oh, well. So maybe we'll have internet, maybe we won't.
Yeah, as soon as we have internet, I'll give you my – I'll pull up my notes and I'll give you –
Pretty sure you could do that off the top of your head if you wanted to.
Oh, you're pretty sure, huh?
I have faith in you.
I have, like, in-depth notes that I was –
Oh, okay.
All right,
so we'll save those then.
Okay.
So where do we go now?
Well, we can go to what you've seen from the Astros so far this year. And, I mean, obviously the Rangers aren't very good, but anytime you start 3-1, it's a good thing. And – really, I think maybe the best thing you saw was McCullers and Garrett Cole both looked fantastic.
Yeah, Garrett Cole especially with the 11 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, those guys are not just important this year. Those guys are going to be two key players for you moving forward, especially if you can't keep Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
You're going to need both of them over the next couple of years. So good to see. Yeah, and obviously with him, it's staying healthy with McCullers, and Yeah, I think that's not a lot of innings out of him, but you don't want that many early. But that's always kind of been him, right?
Yeah.
5-5, 5 2/3. And not working, is it?
No.
Yeah. But they look pretty good. And yeah, I had this article on guys who might hit 50 homers this year. And I want, and there was no Astros on that list. I wonder if that first half from last year from George Springer was just his career half year.
Could be.
Where he hit 28 homers. Or is he a guy that if he could actually keep that up for a full season, stay healthy, could he threaten 50?
It seems unlikely, but who knows? And 50 seems like a tall number to ask. But if he's a consistent 30 home run guy, which, by the way, we talk about George Springer, and when I say consistently, George Springer to me is in that Dallas Keuchel boat of guys who aren't long for here.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be – it's going to take a lot to sign those guys. And unless they're willing to give really, really great hometown discounts,
yeah,
it might not make sense for the Astros.
Listen, he's become a much better player. 2 years ago, I wouldn't have called him a core player by any stretch.
I wouldn't have either.
And last year he was, and certainly in the World Series. But he's also – he's not young. And it's taken him a while to get to this point. But he's playing at a really high level. You're going to have to pay – well, you got him for next year too. You got him under contract for two more for this year and next year. And at that point, you're going to have a tough decision to make. And I honestly believe that
if the decision comes down to do you keep George Springer or Carlos Correa, you don't have a tough decision.
No, but that goes back to what we've always said. I mean, I think Altuve and Correa are the two guys you have to keep.
Build around those two dudes.
Yeah, and then you hope Bregman continues to develop. You hope that, you've got your Gurriel for a while. That's where your Kyle Tucker futures bet comes in at some point. At some point, Derek Fisher needs to develop into a player and not just be a triple-A guy.
Yeah.
And I think he might. You look at him, he's got some skill. I think he can develop into a pretty solid player, but he's not getting a ton of opportunities here early. He's gotten a few.
Yeah.
But for the future, those are all things that you've got to consider.
Honestly, I was looking at the Astros lineup for today.
Yeah.
I said, man, I would have put Mariznick in. Mariznick's been the best hitting outfielder they've got.
It started off pretty well last year, as I recall, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the best defensive outfielder they've got. And when nobody's hitting in the outfield tonight, Fisher batting 167, Springer batting 200, and Reddick batting zero. He's batting Blutarski's GPA.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's who I would have thrown out there. And if you get something out of him at all, it's nice to have his glove out there roaming around. But you're right. They've got guys who eventually are going to come up and take those jobs. And I think Tucker, they believe, is the future. And I'm sure that's the reason they were so tight about trading him, is because they know that George Springer's basically he's got next year and then he's gone.
Probably. And who knows? They really stepped up for Altuve.
They did.
And deservedly so. The question becomes, do those guys want to be here? And does Dallas Keuchel want to wait and be a free agent? And
to me, the question becomes, how many of those guys are they willing to step up for?
Well, I think they're willing to step up for...
Are they going to start being a top five, top six payroll every year? You think they're willing to do that?
I think so. If they can keep winning.
Okay.
I mean, top six payroll is not that hard to do. Are you going to spend as much as the Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers and be over the luxury?
And no. The Cubs.
Yeah, you're not going to spend that kind of money. But then I think you'll spend as much as anybody else out there. And there's nothing, and they've been so smart about the way they've done this. If they want to make it happen with those guys, they can. Not all of them. And I think even, you ask Jeff Luno or Jim Crane, they'll tell you the same thing. We'd like to keep them all, but there's no way. But I would think Springer's probably the third guy on that list behind Altuve and Correa that you would want to keep moving forward. I mean, maybe more so than Keuchel.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'm always loathe to give pitchers a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, I just think that's – that fails more than it works.
Yeah, but you also have, like we just said, we have a viable replacement. You got a viable replacement in place for for George Springer, where you might not for Keuchel.
Well, you're just
Cy Young Award winners don't grow on trees.
No, but you've also got Garrett Cole now. You've got McCullers locked up. You're hoping Forrest Whitley, when he gets back from his suspension, eventually is in that rotation. So, I mean, they've done a good job of setting this up for the next couple of years beyond where they are right now. And I, you know, I'm excited to see what they'll do, but I would be surprised if they have a better lineup and a better rotation than what they're trotting out this year in the future. I think they'll be good, but to be able to
it's tough to beat this.
Have what they have right now, that'll be kind of hard. But enjoy it while it's here and enjoy another season, and hopefully they'll make another deep run. And so far, I mean, obviously you can't tell anything from four games against, you know, a team that obviously is not going to be very good this year, but it's good to see that they, at least on paper, what they look like on paper, they've looked like in the first few games. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So I guess we're going to have to try yet another internet opportunity here on the next break.
Or do a reset or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think I thought we had this solved. We were rolling right along. I mean, we really were.
For about 5 minutes.
Yep. See, you know, every time I say I don't want to have kids, you see babies are fun.
That baby poops.
Yeah, I know. That's what you have a wife
on the
for.
Mom.
To have her deal with it, ugh. You know? 713-780-ESPN. So we'll have, I guess Lance is going to join us from in studio. Is that true, John, at 5:30?
Yep.
So we'll have them. And, you know, Michael, your internet sucks as bad as ours. Just want to let you know. So, yeah, he's blaming it on something. I can't hear.
It's AT&T because he's getting it from his phone, which is what my phone is, which has nothing right now. So it's the cell phone service down here is what's
so cell phone service sucks.
Which in turn is making our internet suck.
Yeah, so we're pretty much hosed.
Yeah.
But
Who's the official wireless provider of the Astros?
It's probably not who we have.
Probably.
Yeah,
not.
I suspect. So, always cool to see the...
those horses are gigantic.
Yeah, you know what? I bet they're both faster than the quarter horses I bet on this weekend.
What's funny is I...
yeah, these guys...
I feel like if I were drunk and I were pulling down on that tree, the cops would get mad at me. But they let their horses just eat the trees.
But the horses are sober. Presumably.
Presumably.
Yeah, it's very early in the process. So.
Oh, be careful. That horse bites.
Yeah, I love it when the police have the horses down here because the little kids just look at them and go, oh, my gosh.
That white horse.
He's
massive.
Huge. Yeah. I want to know why these don't have the fancy shoes that the other guys had.
What's going on?
When Barry Show was on, they had these really cool Nike-looking
like,
front
sneakers on. Yeah. It's very odd.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't like when you put clothes on animals, so I'm against that. Like, I don't let my wife put clothes on our dog. I just don't like it. So, because I think animals don't like it. So I'm glad that these cops don't put the shoes on. I mean, I'm guessing they've got like regular horse shoes on, but not like, you know, New Balance.
They're all barefoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what it's like for these guys wandering around on these streets, because I know what it's like riding a bike on them. You fall into potholes all the time. I wouldn't want to ride a horse down here. That's what... But, actually, really cool what you guys do, man. Appreciate you. What do we got here, John? Oh, okay. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we'll once again try to find an internet that works. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by The Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park, for opening night of the Astros, and we're still desperately trying to get internet going. So
I think we might be back in the game.
Did yours work?
Yeah.
Okay, mine did not. I might not have gotten the password right. Was it all lowercase?
Yeah, all lowercase.
Okay. So I'm trying to. Okay. This is not working for me. Talk to the people for a minute while I try to figure this out.
Yeah, we've had. I think what it boils down to is AT&T down here is not working out all that well, because that's what my cell phone is, and that's what our mobile hotspot is, and none of it's working. So luckily, 500 Crawford is going to let us get on here and use theirs. So looking much better. Some of the things, some notes that I wanted to pass on to the people. Villanova has a chance if they beat Michigan by 7 tonight to join an exclusive group of national champions that we love.
Oh, really?
Teams that finish the tournament perfect against the spread.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we love.
Yeah.
It has happened 5 times in the last 20 years. 2006 Florida, 2009 Carolina, 2014, 15, and 16. It happened 3 years in a row. Connecticut, Duke, and Villanova, and 2018 Villanova looking to add to that. And I mean that's pretty impressive. 2 years in a row, or two championships in a row, in 3 years, going 12-0 against the spread, which is pretty impressive. And I'm pretty certain that 1985 Villanova team that won the championship, I don't have any way to actually verify this, but given what their expectations were, my guess is they were 6-0 against the spread as well.
Yeah, probably.
So here's the deal in this game. There's a couple things we talked about. When Michigan is on offense, Mo Wagner is basically the man in that pick and roll. And Villanova, that's if you had to pick out their weakness on defense, is defending, it's containing pick and roll. Villanova's defense, they are the 46th percentile nationally against rollers and pick and roll sets, which means Wagner could have a big day. Wagner, who's had big days in this tournament, has basically won. He essentially won that game against Loyola by himself. Nobody else could figure anything out. Mo Wagner did, made something happen, and essentially won that game for them, got them to the national championship. We know what Villanova is when they've got the ball. 1.27 points per possession, which would rank as the second-best single-season mark in the KenPom database, going back to 2001, which is pretty unreal. You can't press Nova. What can Michigan do defensively? I mean, they play on-ball defense, but that gets you in foul trouble. And they're good. They're good on the perimeter, and they allow three-point attempts. They're the fifth least three-point attempts against in the country. Michigan is. My guess is Villanova's not going to change their plans, though. They're going to go out there and they're going to shoot it up. So, I think what the game boils down to is if Michigan can get this game into the into 75 range, or if they can keep it out of that 75 range, they've got a chance. Villanova 25-0 this season when they hold teams to 75 points or fewer. Michigan wants to get to 75 because then it's not Nova's, it's not a lock for Nova.
Right.
The problem is, we've talked about this already, how's Michigan get to into those mid-70s, into the 80s? Very difficult the way that team is built. I think that another thing I saw, this is how many times in a row now, 9 games in a row by double digits Villanova's won, and they're a 7-point favorite tonight. I know Michigan's playing well. Is Michigan considerably better than the other teams that they've beaten that stretch, namely Kansas, who they beat by 16, and then Texas Tech, who they beat by 12, who was also a 3-seed, just like Michigan. Michigan, I would guess, probably a little bit better of a 3-seed than Tech, but not significantly. I think this team is just playing at their best right now, is what it boils down to. And 63% of spread tickets, 76% of dollars wagered on Villanova right now, and I tend to lean that way as well tonight.
That's the direction I'm going. As far as I'm going to bet, I've already bet Villanova to cover, but I'm also I'm in a real bad streak right now. I was like 1-3 on hockey over the weekend. I did have Nova against Kansas, and I just got hammered on the ponies this weekend. So,
oh no!
Yeah, so I'm in a little bit of a hole here, but I am going to bet on Villanova and
yeah.
Sit back and enjoy it.
I ended up staying off that Michigan Loyola game altogether, which it would have been a wash for me. I was on under in Loyola if I would have played it. But the line got too close to me where I was like, it seemed like a 6-7 point game, so I'm not going to mess with it. I wish I would have just said, okay, I'll play the under only. But I ended up leaving that game alone. But I was on Villanova and the over, and particularly Villanova against the spread with Kansas. And they didn't even make a sweat. I mean, it was over by halftime and before halftime.
Yeah, and I wasn't too worried about that one, especially when they got out to the big lead. It was like, okay, these guys like to keep their foot on it. I don't really see that changing, and it didn't. Somebody at text line asked, college basketball's turned into a bunch of three-pointers. Do you think that changes anytime soon from Trevor? And I know Dick Vitale came out and said how much he hates it. I wanted to come out and say how much I hate Dick Vitale, but he wants him to move the line back. And I know there's been a lot of push for that.
I'm with it. I wish it would be, and I'm not looking for that international line. I want the NBA line.
Yeah, I'd like to see it move, but then it sure seems like scoring's not exactly at a premium in college basketball anyway. You're just going to make it tougher.
Well, here's another option. Give them a 24-second clock instead of that long-ass shot clock. Don't reset the shot clock all the way on an offensive rebound. Like some of the things they were working with in the NIT, those could make for higher-scoring games.
Jason says, AJ, don't jinx me. I got a $720 office pool payday if Nova wins. Never comfortable when it seems a lot. Well,
Good luck to you, man.
You know what you do, though.
Throw $100 on Michigan money line.
Money line at plus 250, so you're going to come away with money either way. There was our buddy Rogers in Vegas. I think he's still in Vegas. He's in the same boat. He can win his pool if Nova wins, so he's looking to bet Michigan money line. Apparently there's a weekly car chase going on, which unfortunately
we don't have television.
We'd love to give play-by-play, but we don't have a TV. Lance will not be joining us today. He's on his way out to the game, apparently.
Oh.
So Lance
fancy is a, Lance.
He's a fancy. He's going to big time us to go to a game.
What a life.
Tell you. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Want to remind you that we are out at 500 Crawford, the Finger Companies. It's a really cool luxury apartment place, and worth checking out if you wind up, you know, maybe getting kicked out of your house and needing a place to stay. Then this place is very fancy, right across from Minute Maid. And also want to thank the Kolache Shop, Rudy's Barbecue, Pick Me Events. We got almost 2 whole minutes.
Do you think they had food earlier today? From Kolache Shop and Rudy's?
I bet they did. Yeah.
Michelle, did they have food earlier from Kolache Shop and Rudy's? They didn't leave any for us.
Of course they didn't.
They never do.
Also, you can come out and register to win a pair of future tickets to the Astros from Gulf Coast Chevrolet and the Houston area Chevy dealers. They're tickets. So you want to get in on that? You can. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in and come and join us, we're out here at right here at 500 Crawford, directly across the street from the big left field sign and the Crawford boxes. And it's a beautiful night, man. The roof's open. I hope it stays open.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, because it's not going to get any warmer. And I think this is
you got a breeze. I mean, this is a good.
A little worried walking over here. It was getting pretty warm. But now the breeze is going. It's cooled off considerably.
Opening day, if it's not raining and it's not 90 degrees, they should be open.
Well, I'm just happy that we don't have the same weather we had for the parade, because that was just brutally hot.
That was nasty.
And we were stuck outside in the sun for the entire show. And, I mean, yeah, that was pretty gross. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We will not have Lance when we come back, but we've got plenty of other stuff to get to, but... Right now, you know it tastes really good right now?
Oh, Carbach would be great right now.
Indeed.
Guys, first of all, if you haven't been out to their restaurant, you need to get out there. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. and get the brewery and dining experience all in one. World-class cuisine paired perfectly with a Carbach brew. They got a bunch of great things on the menu. And I'm not talking bar food. I'm talking about legit grub, like the kind that you'll take. You could take your wife there, and she wouldn't be mad at you about it. That's what's great about that place is normally if you take your wife to a brewery after about 20 minutes, she's like, what the hell are we doing here? This place, they got all the right grub. They're going to keep her around. They got a bunch of new brews on tap. Weekday Warrior Session IPA, the Blood Orange Rattler available there. Tasty Waves, their new summer ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion is available now as well. And coming up on May 20th, Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest, Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates, early bird tickets are officially on sale now for just $20. They've got a bigger layout this year, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Even you can pick it up here out at the ballpark. Or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at 500 Crawford, right across the street from the left field sign here at Minute Maid Park. And broadcasting live up until 7 o'clock if you're on your way to the game. Swing by and say hello. A lot of Blitzers have. A lot of Blitzers have been here today. And, we're hanging out. We're expecting Lance Zierlein, but he's too big time
for us.
Too
fancy.
Yeah. Did you mention the over-under? Do you have any thoughts on the total?
I tend to think that it's about on the number. I'm staying away from the total. But if you put a gun to my head and said pick one, I'd probably go under, mostly because I think that, like I said, I think Villanova is going to – Villanova's – I don't think they're going to score in the 90s like they normally right. do. But I think they'll get up into the 80s, and I have a hard time seeing Michigan getting into the 70s. I really think this game's a blowout.
Okay.
I will say this, though. This is one of the most annoying things about Twitter now.
Yeah.
So watching the – Michigan Loyola game the other day, I said, man, it looks like Loyola's going to win this. Michigan's a mess on offense. Wagner, not surprisingly, 5 of 8 from the field. Rest of the team, 4 of 23. So, of course, Michigan goes on to win. And then there's like 50 people, old takes exposed. This didn't age well. It's like, dude. How about have some nuts and make a prediction for once in your life, and then don't chastise people who go out on a limb and actually say something and take a chance. I find that so stupid.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't do in-game tweeting, because
you
can't win with that.
You know when I deserved old takes exposed was when I laughed at the Sports Illustrated cover of the Astros, and trust me, I got about 1,000 of those at old takes exposed. When that happened. But, I mean, a game change down the stretch, it's so stupid. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I just don't see the point in, you're watching the game and making observations in-game,
yeah.
And that's cool. I just don't, I don't read those on Twitter, and I don't do them because so much can change. And when it does, you can't win. You know, I mean, you're just not going to win with people. And if you're right, nobody's going to tweet back later and say, wow, he nailed that in the first half. So, yeah, I might do something like, hey, I'm going to play the second half under here or something like that, just the way the game's
going.
I mean,
I wasn't even betting. It was just like an observation that Michigan sucked on offense, which they did for the first half. I mean, they were a disaster, and they got it together. But, yeah, I thought that was that's one of my frustrations with Twitter, one of my many frustrations with Twitter.
I found myself a lot happier with – I have pretty simple Twitter rules now. I'll tweet out everything we have on Sports Map in the morning. If somebody asks me a direct question, if I don't answer it on air, I'll try to respond to it.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I miss them because I get a lot of those. And every now and then I'll make snarky comments about car chases or something that has nothing to do with sports.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all I do it for. I don't. And if somebody starts trying to troll me, I just either ignore it or block them. I just don't really care. So, and I've been much happier because if I could have, I would have gotten off Twitter a few months ago. But the reality is now. What's up, buddy? The reality is now I'm just a lot happier with Twitter. It doesn't bother me at all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to text the show, that's the way to do it. Hit us up on Twitter. I did have kind of a dilemma earlier that I was asking you about. Okay. In that, you know, we live in the post-Weinstein world.
Right.
So we have a lot of people who do videos for us.
Right.
And we have a lot of females who do videos for us and that do a great job. I have one today that the color she wore really made the video pop.
Okay.
I mean, and it was really good with the backdrop we have. And so, and you know, we've had others where you kind of, depending on what color you're wearing, sometimes they get lost in the set. And so, you know, there I have to, in a nice way, say, hey, that's a good color to wear in the future.
Do you want me to give you the creep check?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever told a guy, hey, that shirt works really well with the screen here. Keep wearing
actually,
that color.
Actually, I have, yes.
Okay. Then it's not that
weird. When Brian and Sean, those guys, first started on TV, like there were a couple days when we had them on in the studio. And
now, I'm not saying, make sure you don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying have you ever told a guy, don't wear that kind of shirt?
No, but what I said was that the first day they were on, they were all wearing dark clothes that looked terrible. The second day they were on, they were all wearing light clothes. And so I mentioned it to them, hey, just as somebody watching, it looks a lot better when you're wearing a light-colored shirt versus a dark-colored shirt.
Okay.
So I have said that because the visuals of these things are important. But I don't want to sound like a creep.
But have you ever told a guy, hey, you look really good in blue?
For video purposes, if a certain color looks good for them, yes, I have mentioned that.
Okay. Then it's not that weird for you to say it to her.
Okay.
I would just say, but make sure it's not like you look good in red.
No. No, it's not that.
Make sure it's, hey, you in red looks great on video. Like
I didn't even say it like that. I just said the red really pops. Good color for future reference.
That's the best way to do it.
Okay. I just want to make sure because now the way the world is, I got to be very careful here.
You're not too scummy.
I don't want to be scummy. I want to be – and, I mean, I'm just making an honest statement here.
Right.
And, yeah, I also feel like it's kind of my job to make sure that the site looks as good as it possibly could. And that our videos look good. So, you know, that is part of it, is what you wear. And now we've got new lighting in there, which really helps, too. And we're still kind of feeling our way with it. But, yeah, okay, so no creepiness in that, right?
I mean, there's some, but not enough that it's setting off alarm
bells. That's not, you know, that wasn't the intent. The intent was I want this thing to look good.
Right.
You know, I mean, it has nothing to do with how the people on there look, male or female. I mean, they all look pretty good or they wouldn't be doing videos. So there's a reason I don't do videos,
right?
You know, and if I do though, I know what colors look good on me. It's either navy or black.
Well, there's a reason I don't do videos too.
Yeah, but you do TV sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like under protest.
But, well, not really. I think Jerome calls you. You're just like, I'm on it.
For Jerome, because when I call him, he does the show.
Yeah, that's fair.
When other people ask, no thanks.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the deal is with Astros credentials anymore, by the way, just totally random, because I was supposed to do a thing with Nate this morning, and he's like, yeah, we're going to shoot in Minute Maid, you'll just need your credential to get in. I'm like, I don't have a credential.
Yeah, we don't get credentials anymore.
Yeah, that's a Major League Baseball thing for some reason. I assume people at the station have them, but this started last year, so yeah. I was unable to help him out on Channel 26 this morning because I couldn't get in. I'm guessing if I'd applied for a game credential, I probably could have got in. But
probably.
That's a lot of work.
But it's all trying to get a game credential on opening day, probably not.
Well, and especially, you know, to go on and do two-minute hits and then go home, it's probably not really worth that.
Yeah.
Lawyer Dave says he's taking the under.
Okay.
So he says, it's an MLB thing. You need to attend at least 10 games to even be considered. See, I would attend at least 10 games.
I would.
If I had a pass.
Now,
because I live down the street.
You didn't have a pass last year?
No. I didn't have one last year.
I had one last year. I didn't go to 10 games, though.
Mm. Yeah, I would go if I had one.
I had one last year. I went to zero games.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's why you don't have one this year.
Yeah.
So, not a huge
deal. I don't like it. I don't like going to the press box. That's why.
Well, and that's part of it. Like, I would be, because what I would do when I'd go in on my pass, I'd just, the wife would buy a ticket somewhere up high, and then I'd go sit with her.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be, that's going to be harder to do.
Oh, yes.
So, apparently, John saying that this has been, it's been difficult dealing with MLB on this.
Oh.
So why would they want coverage from anybody? That's all.
I don't know.
832 says, pretty sad when society can't even give a simple compliment without sounding like a creep. But it really wasn't a compliment, but as much as it was an observation that this helps the video significantly. But it is kind of a compliment. We're trying. Why no Michigan love? If it was no chance they'd win, wouldn't we all be rich in Vegas? Isn't that why they play the games? Okay,
no, that's my prediction.
They were never supposed to beat Purdue in the Big 12 championship game, let alone be there. Why not Michigan? Hashtag go blue. If you believe
because,
that.
Because Michigan's not my favorite team, and I don't have to make up pretend reasons hashtag, why I think another team's going to win the game.
No, hashtag go blue. Come on, man.
Yeah, that pretty much tells you everything you need to know about like your version of the analysis. Is
dude, if you want love, you know what you need to do? Go put money on the money line.
Yeah.
Plus 250.
Get that money.
And when you win, you can say, look at this. Look what I did. But, you know, if you're wanting everybody else to love your team, sorry, got no dog in the hunt.
Yeah, which, by the way, I said Michigan was going to beat UH. I said that Michigan was going to dog stomp A&M. They did. I said Michigan was going to beat Florida State. They did. I mean, it's not like I'm anti-Michigan. I just think that from a matchup standpoint.
But see, that's anytime you're hashtag go blue. The bottom line is, if you're not 100% with their team,
right,
then you're an absolute failure.
Sorry, man.
You're a hater. I mean, that's the world we live in. You have to be all in on them or you're a worthless pig. What's up, Markham's? Yeah, I see you didn't Uber down here. Twitter exchange earlier today.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Oh, we're going to break.
Going to break.
Yeah. All right. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park. If you are heading out for the opener, we're easy to find. We're right here on Crawford. Hey, come join us at Tastemakers Wednesday at Silver Street Studios. Amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. Houston hip-hop legend Bun B will be there to MC. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last because tickets at the door will be $65. You'll get a chance to hobnob with Bun B, with A.J. Hoffman, with all of us. All the important people. John Granato, I'm sure he'll be there. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, so I planned this out, I think, sort of wisely because I figured there might be little kids around. So I didn't want to do a kid-friendly Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So I'm just throwing that out there. But remember former University of Houston coach Tony Levine?
I do. That was your boy.
You know, I think Tony's not a bad football coach. He was a hell of a recruiter. I think if he went someplace smaller, he'd do really well. If nothing else, I think he's a pretty damn good assistant.
Yeah.
But he basically walked away from Purdue last year at the end of the season. He said, I'm done. No more coaching. Well, guess where he has resurfaced as? Not a football coach.
I think he is playing the role of Beast from Beauty and the Beast at Disneyland. Is that what I – did I read that
nope,
wrong?
Nope, you read that wrong. He's not playing Beast. He's not playing a villain.
He is now a Red Bull promo guy who walks around handing out Red Bull.
Not quite.
Oh.
But you're getting warmer.
He joined the Coast Guard.
No, now you're getting
Merchant
colder.
Marines.
Nope. Much colder.
I don't know. He drives a nacho truck now.
You're getting warmer again.
Okay, what do we got?
He is now the owner-operator of a soon-to-open Chick-fil-A franchise.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so...
If I owned a Chick-fil-A, I would make it open on Sunday.
I would. Well, that's why I wouldn't own a Chick-fil-A. I've thought about getting a Tim Hortons franchise because there's none down here and putting one down here. But it would be open on Sunday.
Yeah.
It'd have to be open on Sunday, right? I was surprised how many places were open yesterday for Easter. But, yeah, he's got a Chick-fil-A franchise in Missouri City.
Yeah.
So good for you, Tony. Glad to see you found something that you like. I still think you should be coaching somewhere, but, hey.
Maybe a little less stressful.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. Business is not with stress.
Yeah, but I mean, he's
franchises
not like hurting for money.
No, and those franchises are pretty. You know, they have you set up to succeed.
Right. And Chick-fil-A, trust me, people eat there.
Oh yeah, it's like Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's like even if they are giving you crap, people love it. And yeah, it's funny. Like there's like every now and then I'll walk down here to meet the wife for lunch, and it's in that like second Houston, whatever it is, but it's got all these restaurants, and there's some good ones. And the Chick-fil-A line is always around the corner starting at 11 o'clock in the morning the whole time. That's all people want to do is go get that Chick-fil-A. I don't know about that.
Chick-fil-A's tasty.
I'm just not a fan. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So I jumped on a couple new TV shows this weekend. One is that Trust, which is about the Getty family.
I haven't even heard of it.
It's the first one, kind of gross. Donald Sutherland naked. Not, you know, I've seen that in Animal House. I don't need to see it again, especially at this age.
Wasn't he wearing a robe in Animal House?
Yeah, and then he reached up and you got to see Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
But this is very similar. But the second one was all really Brandon Fraser playing this Texan. Really funny.
Okay.
So I think it's so far looks pretty good. And I watched the first two of that show, Barry.
I heard of that either.
It's HBO, and somebody suggested it to me where he's a hitman, and he goes out to Los Angeles, and the guy he's supposed to hit is in an acting class, so he winds up taking this acting class and decides he wants to be an actor and not a hitman.
Okay.
But there's a lot of hitmaning going on. So it's funny so far. I can see where that joke could get old fast. But through two episodes, I'm going to give it
a shot?
Yeah. Yeah. It's only 30 minutes, too, which I like.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a big cheer going up. They must have just heard about the Blitz.
Oh, maybe so. The Blitz is outside.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, that was... Thank you. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Justin says, yes, bring a Timmy's to Texas. I don't know where I would put it because it seems like something like that would do better in, like, Katy.
Suburbia.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's something we've talked about. All right. We're going to take a very quick break while they continue to cheer us across the street. Got another hour to go. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.